Friday, February 7th, we have a chance to see you performing on stage because you're on the bill for the Stephen Lee Olsen Show.
Yeah, you know, I've never had the chance to meet Stephen, but I've seen him, my first ever songwriter showcase that I got to watch. He was on that lineup, and he's written so many incredible songs, like Blue Ain't Your Color by Keith Urban, which is crazy. JoJo Mason actually had the privilege of opening up for him when I was like 15 years old, and he is one of the nicest dudes. I can't wait to share the stage with them. It's going to be a great night.
Right? JoJo is going to be there, and like every single time I've ever spoken with him, I was like, my mood was totally uplifted. He's just the most positive guy ever.
Totally. And he also is so good at remembering who I am. Like I said, I've met him when I was like 16. Like 3 years later, I run into him again at the Canadian Country Music Awards, and it was like we were best friends. And every time I see him, he gives me a big hug. Such a great guy.
Well, and really excited about the setting because times at the Capitol are just always an absolute blast. So again, that's Friday, February 7th, Capitol Music Club. You've played the Capitol before, haven't you?
I have. I love the Capitol so much. I'm actually really honored. I'm a part of their team now, so I'm helping with event planning and booking. So that's really cool. Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's so cool.
Right? So I'll be seeing lots of you and chatting with you lots on the business side of things too.
Well, I'm excited for that. And again, I'm excited for a night out. Always excited for a night out, but especially like you look at, I mean, the bill, it's Stephen Lee Olsen, like you said, like a very prolific songwriter. We've got JoJo Mason and then Jordan Pollard, of course, warming that stage up. So if somebody is going to that show and they're seeing you on the bill and maybe they haven't seen you perform yet, what can they expect?
You can expect a lot of corny jokes that I think are funny and people laugh at them because of how funny I think I am. And also just a fun time, super upbeat. I'll be playing acoustic. I have a couple new songs up my sleeve that I'm really excited to share with everyone. I'll be playing my new single, The Reason. So you guys will have to come out and check that out.
Yes, we may just have to. Friday, February 7th. I'm going for the music, but I'm staying for the corny jokes.
Heck yes. Yes, I love that.
Jordan Pollard, thank you so much. Best of luck with getting the calendar filled out even more for 2025. Like I said, it's off to a bang, so I think you're just riding the train.
Thank you so much. It's always such a pleasure chatting with you, Jared.
Yes, likewise, Jordan. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat. And don't literally break a leg when you're at the Capitol, but like break a leg, you know, in the theater sense.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I really got to stop making that joke.